The following program is closed captioned for the fun impaired.
Anton Radio! Anton Radio! Radio! Radio!
Anton Radio!
Hello and welcome to Anton Radio. The current time is 2:27 a.m. and I'm your host, Anthony Latch. And I hope you stay with us for the next half hour because, boy, do we have a great show for you. For those of you just tuning those dials, let me quickly explain to you what this program is about, and then we'll dive right into the thick of things. I was recently fired from this very radio station, which, legally, I can't mention the name, so I just call it Anton Radio. I've been sneaking in during the middle of the night just to return to these very airwaves to deliver you the latest content for your everyday life. Every week's program will update you on the weather, traffic, and the local news, as well as interviewing important people around the community. And once in a while, we might just get a visit from a very special celebrity guest. We'll of course take our breaks for station identifications, a few songs, and some advertisements. So sit back, relax, kick your feet up, but only if there's room to do so. This week's program, we sit down with a few special guests. A local surfer girl that I met on the beach when I was down there looking for glass bottles to cash in on to save up for a new bicycle to take down to the beach to look for glass bottles to cash in on to save up for things I really wanted to buy. Plus, we have the announcement of the new Apple iPhone 6, so I talk exclusively to an Apple employee and find out all the deets that you didn't hear in the normal press release. Plus, I booked a big celebrity guest. You'll know him from film and from the television set, actor Seth Rogen. But before we get to all that, we have a song coming up first. The first one that I have on my list here is from Kai Wright, and it's called Magic I Know. Enjoy.
To me, we sat in silence, our mouths again. week here.
Once again, that was Kai Wright with Magic I Know. I want to give a special shout out to Kai for making this first episode possible to be aired, in better choice of words, possible to be aired, because without his music contribution, I would be running around the internet trying to find music I can use, but instead he gave me full permission to do so. And I encourage any independent music artist or professional, if you are someone like a Maroon 5 or a Lord, if you will, Lord with an E at the end, I think. If any of you are listening and you want your music on an upcoming Anton Radio, then please just send it. I will have the proper links after the show. But, yeah, it's a way to get some independent music out there. It's a way to stay copyright free. It's a way to have fun and everything. And we're all working together to get our voice be heard. So, thanks again for Kai Wright. He is a co-creator of Nerdy Minds Magazine. So check that out at nerdymindsmagazine.com. Do him a favor and contact him there if you want some more music. He does some shows in the state of Georgia, and I'm sure he may be somewhere else. I don't know, because I don't live in Georgia. But if you like his music, please, please check it out. That song was really cool, and I wanted to put that one first. All right. Now, let's, because this is a radio show, I just wanted to check in with the weather. If you'll excuse me, I'm just going to lean over and look out the window. Looks kind of dark out right now because, well, remember, it's 2:27 in the morning. There's some street lights on, so I can kind of get a little more visual that it's a little foggy out there. And an exclusive, it may or may not be cold. So that's it for the weather. Now, let's just get right on to our first guest. I mentioned at the top of the show... I mentioned at the top of the show that I went down to the beach to look for some empty glass bottles to turn into some sweet, sweet cash. And I came across a very talented surfer girl by the name of Maureen Lipshaw. And I wanted to learn more about Maureen. And I brought her down here to the studio. Hello, Maureen.
Hey, man. How's the waves treating you?
Oh, well, Maureen, I was actually kind of hoping to ask you that same question because, to be honest, I've never actually been surfing before.
What? Are you trying to tell me that you've never actually been surfing before, man?
Well, I wasn't trying to tell you. I actually just came out and just flat out told you pretty plainly. Now, Maureen, how long have you been surfing?
Like today?
No, I meant, at what age? What age did you start surfing?
Oh, bro, because I've been surfing pretty much all day.
Well, yeah, I got that impression, but I just wanted to know. I want to know! How old were you when you started surfing all day, as you say?
I think I rode my first wave probably when I was 3.
Wait, what, 3? That seems awfully young for anyone to surf.
Nah, bro, not really. That's why they coined the phrase the Terrible Threes.
Maureen, I think you're mistaken. It's actually called the Terrible Twos. Terrible Twos.
Nah, I said I was 3, man. And since I was a late bloomer for surfing, I was so terrible at riding the waves, bro.
A late bloomer?
Yeah, man. My brother started coasting the tides at 1.
I don't know if I believe that. I mean, I still believe that's awfully young to be out in those intense conditions, let alone just, in a huge body of water. Did you have any swimming lessons or something?
Nah, man, I skipped those so I can jump right to professional surfing, man.
You didn't even take a beginner's course? How are you even allowed to leap to such a higher class ranking so quickly?
You don't leap when you surf. You ride.
Oh, well, excuse me. Let's just move away from this origin story of your surfing abilities here. Now, I've been down at this beach collecting dirty, disgusting broken bottles for nearly 20 years now. And in the last few days is just when I started seeing you on the beach for the first time. Did you just move to the area?
I just rode in about 2 weeks ago on the biggest wave I've ever seen, brah.
Just hold the phones here for a second. You traveled by wave? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah. How do you travel, man?
I can't even believe this is an actual question being asked right now. I travel by planes, trains, and automobiles, just like any normal human being.
Well, I'm not a normal human being, man. I'm a surfer, and the ocean is my highway. Listen, there's no stoplights. There's no traffic cones. There's only waves, man. And the speed limit is the sky.
Well, I think that's about all the time I have for this interview. I'd like to thank Maureen Lipshaw, a.k.a. Surfer Girl, for taking time out of her busy surfing schedule to give us a little insight on the sport that is water surfing.
Yeah, thanks, man. The next wave is scheduled in 5 minutes, so I better get back to the board.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you do that, Maureen. See you later. All right, as we watch Maureen leave the studio, I would also like to bring up an important announcement that when I do this show, it's not free. I actually pay close to, let me just do a rough estimate, not to give, you know, exact figures out, but I guess I'll round up a couple, close to $1 million per episode just to make it. And I don't get paid for it unless I run some advertisements. So running these kind of, you know, quick little cheap advertisements helps pay for it. You know, it's not like your normal commercials when you're watching TV that you can just fast forward on TiVo. You'll probably, these are commercials you're going to want to listen to, things, items that you're going to want to buy. So I guarantee you it's not going to waste your time. So let's just jump right into our first ad to help make this show possible. We'll be right back. Are you not feeling so fresh? Does everything you wear just feel like it's suffocating you? When you cross the street, do people honk and scream, "Hey, get out of the street, butt munch!" If you answered yes or no to any of those questions, then we have the product for you. Redo Bars. Just open up one of our special Redo Bars whenever you feel like you need a redo in your day. Redo Bars are packed with 1,000 vitamins and minerals and is the perfect on-the-go snack to carry in your purse, pocket, or even your socks. Redo Bars. Have one to redo your day right. Redo Bars. We said that name again. And we're back here on Anton Radio Week 1. Thank you for sitting in for that advertisement. I hope you enjoyed our first guest. I hope you enjoyed the first song we had. What I want to do on this show is kind of introduce some more segments as we go along, as I meet some more people, some characters, if you will, a couple of cards that these people are. I'd like to keep kind of bringing them on and having kind of guest interviews and things like that. So if you're ever interested in contacting with Anton Radio, please just stick around for all the plugs and the information at the very end of the show and how to contact me and be a part of Anton Radio. Now, I do want to remind you that coming up later in the show, we have that exclusive interview with actor Seth Rogen. And also, we have a very special interview right now, too. This show is filled with special interviews. But I would like to introduce my very special, brand new intern here at the station, Ms. Lopez.
Hello, Anthony. Hello, everybody listening at home. It's great to be here.
That it is. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great today, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty awesome. Ms. Lopez, are you excited for the special interview that we have today? We have our guests joining us shortly.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm a huge fan of Apple, so I'm happy to hear what he has to say.
Now, unfortunately, I have to step out for a Cheeto break real quick, so if the guest shows up, you can just start the interview. I really, really got to have a Cheeto break.
Okay, sounds good. See you soon. Enjoy those Cheetos. What kind are they?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. It's those new Cheetos mix-ups where they have, like, the puffs and the crunchy and then the cheese balls all together. What kind do you like?
Oh, I'm just a puffy girl myself.
there you have it. Ms. Lopez is a puffy girl. Oh, hey, look, here comes our guest. I'll be right back.
Yes, hello. Hi there.
Oh, hi there. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has just walked in as Anthony walked out. Please have a seat.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, please, introduce yourself for our audience.
But of course. Hello, audience. I am Mackenzie. You can call me Mac for short, and I work for the Apple Company.
Oh, wow. That's quite the convenient name.
Yes, it is.
Now, let's talk all about the new announcements. I'm told you have some more info for us today.
Yes, you were told, right, but before we get into this interview with all these great details, I would ask, out of politeness, if we could please silence all of our devices.
Okay, right, of course. Just a second.
Pardon me, it may take me an extra minute or two, because I have so many Apple devices. I've got the iPhone 4S and the iPhone 5S and the iPhone 5C all on me, as well as my iPod Nano and a couple iPads, including the new iPad Air, as well as a MacBook Pro. And of course, my iPod Classic.
Wow, you really are dedicated to your career.
Yes, when you work for the greatest company in the world, like Apple, you tend to take things very seriously, as right down to the things you wear and the things you drink. In fact, I never go 2 hours without having a glass of apple juice.
Really?
Absolutely, no. You may go ahead with the interview.
Now, I want to know about the new iPhone 6. What can you tell us about the two different versions?
Well, as everyone followed in the news release last Tuesday, they would have heard that there's an iPhone 6 as well as an iPhone 6 Plus. Now, you may ask, why is there a Plus? Well, simply, we wanted to offer a couple different sizes for the screens. So if you get the iPhone 6, you'll have a much smaller screen that other Apple consumers are used to. But with all these other companies making screens bigger, we decided to also add the iPhone 6 Plus to add a bigger screen option for our great Apple customers.
Go on.
But just when you thought the iPhone 6 Plus wasn't big enough for your britches, we decided to add a brand new iPhone that we didn't talk about on Tuesday, and it's an exclusive release right here on this radio show.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very big wow, Ms. Lopez. And now let me to wow you one more time. So not only will we be coming out with the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus, but we have a brand new third option that is the iPhone 6 Double D Plus Plus.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
And yes, I never even got to the amazing part yet. The iPhone 6 Double D Plus Plus has a special 60-inch screen that is interactive and touch in full high-definition 1080p. And now, before you even start to question why this screen is so big and how will it fit in your purse or your pocket, if you pre-order now, you will get that exclusive free pair of the brand new eye pants with enlarged pockets just for the iPhone 6 Double D Plus Plus.
Wait, that sounds a little ridiculous. Are you kidding right now?
Well, of course not, Ms. Lopez, and I'm a little offended you would think such a thing of the Apple Company, that we would lie about something so amazing as the iPhone 6 Double D Plus Plus option. Now, not only does it have the 60-inch screen, but it also has 27-way calling, has unlimited text messages to the moon, and has so many more great features that, quite frankly, we would just like the consumer to find out themselves when they buy it, because they're gonna buy it because it's Apple.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well then, riddle me this, Ms. Lopez, with your current iPhone product, do you have trouble storing it?
Well, yeah, I mean, sometimes I have problems fitting the phones into my pockets.
Well, then problem solved when you're a proud owner of the iPhone 6 Double D Plus Plus and you get your free exclusive pair of the iPants. Never again will you have trouble fitting your phone device into your pockets.
How much is that going to cost?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Miss Lopez, because when you pre-order now for the iPhone 6 DD++, you do get locked in for the extremely low premiere price of $3,000.49.
Well, that sounds outrageous.
The only thing that's outrageous is you not leaving this interview right now to go pre-order your new iPhone 6 DD++ to get your new iPads included. Trust me, it's all the rage. You're not going to want to be stuck on the subway with your old small phone and your old small pants. Trust me, honey, I'm doing this for you.
Sure. Now, what can you tell us about battery life? Because I've had problems in the past with my battery being halfway drained by the afternoon, and I've barely even used it.
Well, let me tell you, whether you get the iPhone 6 DD++, or the iPhone 6 Plus, or even the measly little iPhone 6, you're going to get a much extensive battery performance out of it.
Really?
Yes, really. Because with this new iPhone 6 line, you'll notice that your battery life will last you without a charge for at least 2 to 3 years. And you'll barely even notice the 6-pound battery pack that we threw in for free.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the new Apple Watch? What can you tell us about that that we don't already know?
Well, the Apple Watch is definitely going to revolutionize how you wear a watch. Now, with your plain, normal, boring watch, you're wearing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But with an Apple Watch, the watch wears you.
Now, I don't like wearing watches to begin with. Will I like this new item? Do I need to have it?
Well, of course you're gonna need it, Ms. Lopez. Just like you need every Apple product that we release, because it's all necessary. Now, let me just ask you one small question, Ms. Lopez. How do you even check the time now?
Well, I just check my phone for the time.
Exactly my point, because then you're going to have to take your iPhone out of your iPants just to check the time. But what if you had the iWatch conveniently on either your left or your right wrist?
Okay. How is the watch going to be with water? Like, let's say I'm at the pool or it's raining.
Well, if you're taking a dip, as you say, or it's raining and pouring so much that the old man is snoring, I guarantee you 153% there will be no damage to your iWatch if infected with water. It's almost like that Dairy Queen Blizzard guarantee. You can turn the blizzard upside down and it won't drip out, just like the phone and the new iWatch.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, believe it, sister, because it's true. Let's say, for instance, you're watching the brand new Vanessa Hudgens movie Apple on DVD, and you happen to tip over your glass of apple juice onto your new iWatch. There will be absolutely no consequences.
Do you really work for Apple?
But of course I do. I'm appalled you would even ask such a disgusting, degrading question such as that.
Do you have a business card I can see?
Yes, but I left it in my iWallet and my other pair of iPants.
Well, I think we're all out of time. Thank you for all the info you've given us about the new Apple products.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Should I leave this way?
Yes, you can leave the way you came in.
Ta-ta! Oh, hey, Ms. Lopez. I'm back. I'm sorry it took so long. I just got really addicted to those Cheetos. Did I miss the interview? Did he leave?
Yeah, he just left. So I'm not sure how official his facts were.
Ah, okay. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking care of that interview for me. And now for the audience, for the rest of the show, let's cut to a commercial break. We'll be back right after this. Taco Talia, located on 627 Antica Drive in Barton Heights, Wisconsin. Call us today, 555-555-555-555-555-555.
Now it's that
special moment in the show where everyone's been waiting for the big celebrity guest, actor, writer, comedian Seth Rogen. You'll know him from television hits like Freaks and Geeks, Undeclared, Dawson's Creek, and you'll also know him from movies such as The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Superbad, Knocked Up, Pineapple Express, and then also recently The Neighbors. And let's just get right to it. I was able to get a good Hollywood connection, if you will, to talk to Seth, and I'm just doing it over the phone interview. He's not here in the studio, unfortunately, but it's just the same, basically. So, Seth, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, it's me, Seth Rogen. It's great to be on your radio show.
Well, thank you for being here. I know you're real busy with promoting your next big movie. I forget, what's that one called again?
It's The Interview.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, because we're doing an interview now, so now we're kind of doing an interview about the interview. So now, I saw the trailer for this before I went to go see some other movies. Can you just fill in our audience on what this movie is about?
Sure. Me and James Franco, who I've worked with before in a couple of projects, we are playing a popular celebrity tabloid TV show host, and we find out that the North Korean dictator, Kim Jong-un, is a fan of the show, and we land an interview with him, and we have an attempt to legitimize ourselves as journalists. And the CIA recruits us to murder Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, that's a pretty crazy premise for a movie, but it's just, you know, it seems like you know, you and James Franco are like obviously the perfect ones to pull this off. And now there is some controversy with this movie, is there not?
There's definitely some parties North Korea who don't really find this funny, and they don't realize that it's just a comedy, and it appears that Kim Jong-un said that if we release this movie that there's going to be a war.
So, in response to that, the movie is actually supposed to come out sooner, September, October, I believe, but now there's a date change? When is it coming out?
Now we changed it to come out on Christmas Day.
What a lovely Christmas movie that'll be for the family. Anything else that you want to share about the interview, the experience of filming it?
First of all, I co-wrote it, the movie, with my writing partner, Evan Goldberg, and also Dan Sterling. And we also co-directed the movie. And, you know, once again, working with James Franco is always a fun time. He's always ready to film. And we got some other great cast members. Lizzie Kaplan. Some other people. A lot of people in this movie, but I guess I don't want to spoil it, so just go out on Christmas Day and go see The Interview.
Excellent. I guarantee you I am going to be there on Christmas Day, so Christmas Day, I don't know what I just kissed. On Christmas Day, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm sorry we have to wrap this up, but I want to thank you, Seth Rogen, for
no problem.
For being on the first week show of the Anton Radio.
I just want to thank you for having me, and it was a fun time, and I would come back anytime you need me, so just let me know, and I'll be back, as they say in Hollywood.
Yeah, the Terminator said that. So, that's actually going to wrap it up for our first week here on Anton Radio. Thank you for sticking with me here. I'm going to try to keep this show around a half hour. I would like to include one or two songs per episode. And if you are an independent musician and are interested in lending me your music, I would be glad to take that music and put it in future episodes of this program. And if you would ever need to reach me, you can reach me through a couple different channels. Twitter, at Anthony Latch, which is Anthony spelled the traditional way, and Latch is L-A-A-T-S-C-H. I also do another podcast with my buddy Brent Strasberg. It's called The AB Conversation, abconversation.net. At ABCombo27. So please check me out on there if you'd like to get a hold of me and ask for Anthony. So that's the show there. I thank you for listening, and I better leave now because the morning crew is going to come in for the station and they don't know that I sneak in the middle of the night. So once again, thank you, Kai Wright, for the music, and thank you to my intern, Ms. Lopez, for your help this week. And this is Anton Radio signing off.